fracking refers to hydraulic fracturing, which is a way of extracting natural gas out of the ground. On the site, they inject water, sand, and a mix of chemicals into rock formations that create cracks in the rocks, releasing oil or natural gas. This is a process that's been happening in Ohio since 2009, and we currently have 105 wells that are being drilled, but 308 permits. And most of these are occurring in the northeast and southeastern parts of Ohio.
And this is kind of new technology. What are the environmental and health concerns involved?
What people are concerned about is that we don't really know what the side effects are of fracking. The process creates a waste matter that needs to be disposed of. And so that's twofold, is what happens to the waste matter and what it's containing. And the chemicals that are used is sort of a trade secret of each of the different companies. It's protected information, so the community doesn't necessarily know what chemicals are being shot into the ground and then what will be part of the waste that has to be eliminated. How is it eliminated and how is the community being safe? There haven't been any real studies about what the true side effects are or if there are health consequences to fracking. However, the Centers for Disease Control is currently looking into it. So at some point we'll have an answer to that question, but at this point, we don't know.
Well over half the people surveyed said they know little or nothing about this practice. Why aren't people more concerned?
Well, I think what our data shows that across the state, you know, over 63% of the people don't know very much about it. And I think when you look at the people who live in the communities where it happens, they know about it. So the majority of the people in the northeast and southeastern regions of the state know what fracking is, and they have an opinion on it, even though they're split. So half of them feel that it's harmful, and half of them don't. So there's not a general consensus about fracking.
And advocates say that this process will provide revenue for the state and create high-paying jobs, but are the environmental and health costs too high?
I don't think we know. I think there's a lot of fear that it is, and that the information, since it is considered a trade secret and protected by the gas industry, that there will be health repercussions and health consequences down the road. And I think what most of the opponents of fracking are after is just to find out what they really are and if they are in danger. I don't think many people who would argue that if it's a safe practice, that it's okay to bring those kind of jobs to their community. I also think there's some people who are fearful of there are farms being picked up to do this, and are we trading farming for gas and oil production? So, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this issue.
What did you find the most surprising about the poll results, and what would you like people to know?
Well, I think the most surprising thing is that across the board, most people don't know anything about it. And I think it's just something that people should be aware of. I think they should know that it's going on in our community and just keep an eye on it. And as more information comes out, that there may need to be actions taken, there may not be. But I think it's just something that we should all be aware of that's happening.
You can find out how to get more information about the Ohio Health Issues Poll on our website at wnku.org. Kate Keller, thanks for your insight.
You're welcome.